All right. Sunday morning, 8:07:22, the Prophet's Corner Uncut. This is MAGA, M-A-G-A. Make America great again. This is what I am all about. I'm not about tearing down. I'm about building up, making crooked places straight, leveling the high places. Speak to those high places in the spirit realm. He gave me two scripture references. First is Ephesians 6, where we put on the armor of God. Well, let's just go there because I want to make sure we... All right, it says, verse 10 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So we're not fighting people. These are entities. These are ranks of demonic entities in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Right. Then 2 Corinthians 10:3-5, you know, it's talking about casting down every high and lofty thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. All right. Remember, I did not put you here to boycott. I put you here to occupy. Make blank great again. You fill in the blank. That slogan came from me. You can insert anything into that blank. I've given you a blank check to do so. Make your list. Fill in that blank with whatever you desire. It is the time of occupational forces to move in. All right. No more complaining about what you see, hear, and feel. Now is the time of speaking and moving forward and occupying your territory. He's not going to give up without a fight. So don't be concerned, like Peter said, at the fiery trial that's sent here to try you. So some strange things happen. Oh, God, what's happening? You're taking ground. That's what's happening. You're occupying. That's what's happening. Let's just look at Peter. That's just too good to pass up. So you can... If you're wondering what's going on, is that 2 Peter or 1 Peter? All right, beloved, verse 12. Think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you as though some strange thing is happening to you. But rejoice inasmuch as you're partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory should be revealed, you should be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. For the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. We don't act like it, do we? We drag around, nobody knows the trouble I see. It says you should be happy. You're gaining ground. All right. Now is the time of speaking. No more complaining about what you see, feel, and hear. Now is the time of speaking and moving forward and occupying your territory. Satan is the illegal. You talk about illegals coming over the border? Well, he's the ultimate of all ultimate illegals. Most in my church boycott. They just let the devil have it. Well, there's nowhere else to go now. I saw a guy do a little film, and it was very... He said, this is what, he said, everyone has their trigger point of where they finally stand up and say enough. They come for your guns and you stand up and you say, don't cross this line. And then you back up and say, don't cross this line. And then you back up and you say, don't cross this line. And he said, before you know it, you're in a corner. That's what's happened here. He's the illegal. Most in my church boycott. They just let the devil have it. Well, there's nowhere else to go. Kick the devil out. This is just the opposite of what I taught when I was here. I didn't just let the devil have whatever. I cast him out of people, places, and things and told you to do the same thing. 1 John 3:8, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Yeah. Well, Son of God, get busy. It's hard on you, for you have been so soft and yielded your ground for so long, but not anymore. You got to toughen up. I'll tell you what. Whenever they go into the military to train, they're pretty soft, and they got to toughen them up. But after years in the field, they are tough people. Special forces especially. My body, my church, is to be the occupying force in the earth. As they begin to rise up all over the world, which you will see happening right now, then it won't take long to get control back into the hands of the righteous. This is what MAGA is all about. See, people are rising up in other countries all over. Rioting, boycotting. I think it's the Dutch that they're trying to take out all their farms. No longer will my church retreat behind the four walls of their churches. Take the land. Fill in that blank. Make your health great again. Make your relationships great again. Make the church great again. On and on it goes. And where it stops is when all is restored back to the pre-fall state. Here is what Webster says boycott is. To engage in a concerted refusal to have dealings with a person, a store, or an organization. Usually to express disapproval or to force acceptance of certain conditions. Walk into places, bind the devil, send the angels for reinforcement to rout them out and claim anything and everyone for the kingdom of God. Loose love there, I will lead you if you will make yourself available and I'll let all of those old... And let go of all those old mindsets. Well, you know, they treated me bad. I ain't going back. No, you go in and take it all. You want to get revenge? Go take it all back. You are the seed of Abraham. All right, Galatians 3. O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you? Probably the doctor. That ye should obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ had been evidently set forth crucified among you. This only would I learn of you. Receive the Holy Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He therefore that ministered to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are the faith, the same are the children of Abraham? The Scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, In thee shall all the nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, Curses everyone that continueth not in the things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, Curses everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. All right, Genesis 13. I want another thing about what I just said. Genesis 13, just a couple of verses there. Verse 14, 13, 14. And the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place from where thou art, northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, to thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land and the length of it and the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. Satan does not get anything, and everything he does he's stolen from God's people. Everything. You must run that squatter off. Here's what a squatter is: one that settles on property without right or title or payment. When you run him off, claim sevenfold. This is Proverbs 6. For men do not despise a thief if he steal to satisfy his soul when he is hungry, but if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the sustenance of his house. All right. So many in my body still think they're under the law, and this is what they are saying. All right, this is Colossians 2:20. Wherefore, if ye be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why, as though living in the world, are ye subject to ordinances? Touch not, taste not, handle not, which are all to perish with the using after the commandments and doctrines of men. Which things have indeed a show of wisdom in all will worship and humility and neglecting of the body, not in any honor to the satisfying of the flesh. It looks religious, but it is not of me. Set people free from the strongholds of their minds and don't compromise. Everything here belongs to my body, my church. Take it back in my name. Stay positive. Speak it. Walk it. Resist the negativity. You're going against the grain. Matthew 11:12 says, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. You are my soldiers. 2 Timothy 2:3-4, Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. It is a high calling. This is Philippians 3:13-14. Brethren, account not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Make it all great again.